Today is Friday, April 24th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life every single week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is. I'm not ready. Shit. I don't know what's happening here. I was trying to click. It is National Pigs in a Blanket Day. It's also National Neck Care Day, National Bucket List Day, and National Arbor Day. Today is Arbor Day. So go plant a tree. I believe that's what that's for, is planting trees. They change the interface on the website I go to look at the day, you know, what today is. And so it's all, what's it called? Dark mode? Is it dark mode? Light mode? Something? Dark mode. And they've made a change to it, so I'm having trouble figuring out. They even put ads and stuff like that in between the days, but it is what it is, you know. So it's been a couple of weeks since I've recorded. I had a trip, and I've talked about this trip a lot on other shows, but I really don't have much else to talk about. So we're going to do a little recap of the trip for anyone who doesn't listen to The Mix or Throwing Down. We're going to talk about that just a little bit. I'm just going to give my reactions to what happened each day on my trip. And then when I got back, I had a haircut last week, and then, you know, pretty much a normal weekend. We recorded The Mix, and then this week I've just been kind of relaxing, honestly. I did do some things, so we'll talk about that as well. But anyway, let's get into the trip. So I went on the trip to see Daniel and Zach, and I really appreciate Daniel for planning things and making sure that I have something to do. I think that he doesn't have to spend as much energy planning everything, because honestly, I go there to see him and Zach and any other friends that are there as well. But honestly, it's good to have things to do, so I appreciate the fact that he puts so much effort into it. On Wednesday of that week, I got a bunch of emails from Google Calendar saying, oh, you've had Google Calendar events. I think I had 11 or 12 events added to my Google Calendar. So anyway, I went on, I believe it was the Friday. Mark dropped me off at the airport on Friday of that week. It's been now 2 weeks. And, you know, nothing really major to report there. Got on my flight, flew to Philadelphia, and then Philadelphia to Orlando. Nothing major happened there, just normal flights. And so got to Orlando, and Daniel had booked a dinner at Cake Bake Shop, which is one of their favorite restaurants in the Disney area. It's not an actual Disney restaurant. I believe it's a third-party restaurant, but it's in the boardwalk of Disney, or at the boardwalk of Disney. So we went, and the reservation was for 10:15 because I didn't arrive until around, I wasn't supposed to arrive until around 8:45. I think we actually We arrived around 8:05 or something like that, but we were supposed to arrive much later. And so Daniel had made the reservation for 10:15. So we got there, we had drinks at Abracadabar, and we were waiting. But the thing is, 10:15 rolled around, and we had already put our name in and everything like that, and they still were not calling our names. They were not texting us, which is what they were going to do. And so we went and stood out in front. The boardwalk part, you know, it's obviously outdoors, and there's a lake there, and it's a really nice area. The temperature was nice outside. So we went and just sat outside of the restaurant on a park bench and kind of looking at the water and talking and whatever. Well, it was past 10:15 at this point, and I saw a lady there talking to the guy at the front, you know, the host, basically. And she had a big group with her of about 8 people. And I told Daniel, I was like, they're going to get in front of us. I guarantee you. She's throwing a fit right now, and they're going to get in front of us. And it could have been that, you know, they didn't even, maybe their reservation was at 10:30 and they're going to get in before us. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe their reservation was 10. I don't know. So anyway, they did get in before us, and then we walked a little closer to the host booth because we're like, why are they letting other people in and not us? You know, our reservation has come and gone. So finally they let us in, and we got the same waiter as the group that had 8 people in it. So the whole rest of the evening, we were being delayed by them. So we didn't get our order taken until their order was taken. We didn't get our food until their food came out, et cetera, et cetera. We didn't get our dessert order until they had already ordered their dessert. We didn't get our dessert, et cetera, et cetera. But it was good. The food was really good. I had a burger and truffle fries, and I had a celebration cake. The cake was good. The buttercream was a little bit bland, but the cake was good. And that was Friday. And then on Saturday, we had bowling, which I will just say I won. But, you know, we were really close. I would say it was within 10 points of each other. And during that, Daniel was really happy because he was two different people thought he was some, Sydney is doing something weird. She's got herself in, she likes to hide behind my desk, and she's gotten herself tangled into some cords, but I'm hoping that she's okay, and or that I'm not going to have to go down and detangle her so that I can finish this show. But he was mistaken for Dan Povenmeyer. I'm not sure what just happened. Something happened to my microphone, but I'm going to keep going. So anyway, he was mistaken for Dan Povenmeyer, who is a voice actor and creator of Phineas and Ferb. And then, so we did that. And then we had an escape room on Saturday afternoon, and that was a lot of fun. We went with Rodan and Darwin. And so it was Daniel, Zach, myself, Rodan, and Darwin, and we had a good time. It was really good. There was only one moment that was kind of tense, where Rodan and Darwin were yelling at each other, but it was fine. We got a few hints, but not too many. We got a few hints, and then we were able to solve it with about 10 minutes to spare. So that was good. That was my first escape room, and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I would definitely do it again. And then that evening, we had dinner with the co-pilots at a barbecue restaurant, and it was really good as well. We had to wait quite a long time again for our, but we had a party of, I don't know, 10 or 12. And there was a wedding there that evening, and so, or a wedding party. And so that was also taking up probably half of the restaurant. So we sat in the bar and had drinks and talked to each other and stuff like that while we were waiting on the reservation. And then we finally got, they had to split us up into two separate tables because of the number of us. And I sat at a table with Taylor and Taffy and Babalu. And it was a lot of fun. We had a lovely chat. Taylor made a comment on their show that at one point it was like I was watching Pod is My Co-Pilot and fanboying out. But I don't know how much of a fan he thinks I am. I consider them friends. So I listen to Pod is My Co-Pilot to keep up with my friends. But it's a good show. But I wouldn't say that I was fanboying. I was seeing it as this was my chance to see some friends that I know, basically. So that was fun. And then what else? Nothing to report there. I talked to Taylor. There is a therapy type, I don't know what to call it. There is a procedure that he has recently trained in that's supposed to help with some of the stuff that I'm dealing with as far as phobias of going to the doctor and things like of that nature. So he offered to give me a few sessions, and I don't know. I mean, I'll pay for them if I need to pay for them, but he offered to do a few sessions with this new therapy type called, let's see, what's it called? It's called accelerated resolution therapy. And apparently he did it on, or he did a session with Taffy because she's afraid of driving over bridges, and it has really helped apparently. So we had a lovely talk. I had a lovely talk with Tank and with Taffy, and it was a good night. And then on Sunday, we got up and we went to a farmer's market. There was a 3D printing booth. So Daniel says that's what he envisions my future to be. Basically taking all my 3D and UV printing to these weekend farmer's markets and setting up booths. But it was fun. And I ate a creme brulee and a couple of macarons from one of the booths. One of the stalls, as I like to call them. And then we had dinner plans at his sister's house. And one of his nephews came up to me and was talking about his job. And he's like, oh, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm currently taking a sabbatical. And he immediately was offering me, he was like, oh, well, you should come work for us. You know, I'm like, okay, well, I just started my break, but I appreciate the offer. And he knows nothing about me. So I feel like it was a shallow offer anyway. But I just thought it was funny that you're just tossing out offers for someone to come work at your company when you don't know their skill set. You don't know what they're able to do. And I'm sure it was just a nice thing for him to say. I'm sure he wasn't really saying, oh, we'll hire you today or whatever the case may be. Probably not. So we did that. And then I saw Cindy, his sister, and we had strawberry cobbler that Daniel made. It was very good. Everything was very good. Her house was lovely. And then the next day we had Epcot. The only thing to say about Epcot was my feet were hurting by the end of the day, but it was fun. We did go see the American Adventure or whatever it's called, which is the one that I fell asleep during the last time we went. I was able to stay awake this time, but it was whitewashed, just like it was the last time. Then the next day we went to the Kennedy Space Center, and that was also fun. So that was my trip. And then on Wednesday, Daniel dropped me off at the Coronado Resort, where I picked up a bus that took me to the airport, and then I came back home. And then Thursday I had a haircut, so I had to drive myself the 10-hour round trip to go get my haircut. And then we had a normal weekend, and for this week I've just been kind of relaxing. I mowed the lawn and did the weed eating, etc. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.